My next guest is on the line. He is Potlego Mojapele. We speak to him now and again about all things aviation related. And there was a really interesting incident last week, actually a couple of days ago. A light aircraft crashed into an Alberton school. Not something one reads about every day. Who better to talk to about this incident than Potlego? Great to have you with me this afternoon again, Potlego.
Oh, thank you so much, Simon, for having me. Much appreciated.
Potlego, I've got about 5 minutes this afternoon. I'm just giving you a heads up. Sorry for the short time. So let's get right into it. What generally is the cause of light aeroplane incidents like this?
Well, there are many reasons that I believe AIID, which is the incident investigating division of CAA, would establish, their role is to establish those facts that you are asking me now. However, what relatively seems to be issues that we have come up across with was the fact that half of the time you would remember that these airplanes are privately owned, and some of them they are maintained by their owners. Mm. So whether they follow the prescript of the maintenance as CAA required, it might be one of those things that needs to be investigated, because they ordinarily, when the airline operates a fleet of aircraft, there is a certain regulations that they need to comply with that get to be checked on a regular basis. But if it's you having your farm somewhere in the middle of South Africa where you have your own landing strip in your own farm, ordinarily not everybody would be able to access your farm to go check your operations as you operate your airplane. I'm not saying the incident was created by that, and I'm not even suggesting that the maintenance was not done on the airplane. But what we know about yesterday's incident is that the student pilot was doing a skill test with an instructor. And when they were coming back to the base where they took off, the engine stopped mid-air, and they did what we call force landing, and fortunately they were next to the school and they were able to get onto the field in the school there. However, there was no injuries that were reported on that incident. But one of the things that also contribute to some of these issues that we have picked up is municipalities. You know, many years ago, when we were growing up in the industry, we used to fly across the country in any different parts of the country where there would be landing strips that are managed by municipalities and well-maintained and so on. Currently, all the municipalities, or not all, but most of municipalities have neglected the roles of keeping the landing strips for recreational purposes, as well as for the general aviation, for you and I and many other kids that would want to jump into a commercial flying. Those facilities were meant for that. But half of the time, they are not working, they're not functional. And it's purely because our government would not prioritize some of these important things that were created by the previous government for the purpose of developing aviation industry. At the moment, the municipalities don't care. Most of municipalities don't care about maintaining them and even running them.
It's terrifying.
Some of them, they are now, neglected. So that's one of the issues.
Potlego, there's safety protocols in place which assist pilots when they get into trouble when they're flying over schools or populated or urban areas?
Well, the primary rule of the safe flying, especially when you are having either fuel starvation or you have engine failure, we do a lot of training around that. To you pick up a spot where it's safe for you to land. You can land even on a freeway as long as it's safe for you to do that. But when it's on a densely populated areas, you need to avoid flying or trying to land on those, because now you are going to cause more damage. But there's an emphasis on when we are doing the training that the pilots needs to make sure that wherever you want to do a post landing, you do it in in an area that is more safe. If it's in a freeway, then do it. If it's in a field, open field, do it, but as long as it's not going to hamper in the lives of people. But sometimes it's unavoidable. You know, these things, they do happen. You end up in an area where many other people will be affected.
Well, in this particular case, it was a school building. I mean, if it had been break time and kids had been out on the field, this really could have been quite a disastrous incident. We were just lucky that it wasn't.
Yeah, certainly. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it was on a Sunday. However, like I said, you know, they have calculated their risks, and the engine, when you gliding, especially after the engine has failed, you have limited time for you to maneuver your way to be safely on the ground. Other than that, it's we could be talking about loss of life. I think I must commend the team, the two pilots and the instructor, for what they have done yesterday, because many of them, they don't make it alive out of that. I think it was remarkable that they have made it alive out of that aircraft.
And that's where we're going to leave it this afternoon. Once again, thanks for your time, Putego Mojapele, our aviation analyst here on Chai FM.